CliffCentral.com. Ah, Mr. Mulholland. Very good. It's time we spoke to him. We've missed him for the last couple of weeks. He's been busy and we've been busy and lots has been going on. Rich Mulholland, are you Scottish?
I wish I was.
How are you, dude?
Super rad. How's things going over there?
Okay, not bad at all. It's a shitty line, but we're okay. What do you got in the reality check today?
Well, it's like one of these small things, but I think it affects a lot of people. And I guess it comes down to what you guys were talking about being WhatsApp admins the other day.
Mm-hmm.
So, what? Or, I mean, today, the other minute.
Just now, yeah.
Yeah. So, one thing that bothers me, one thing that happens a lot on WhatsApp is people use it for organizing big family functions.
Yes.
So every time there's like a family function, everybody gets invited. Now, first of all, there should be a standard rule. One person per family is all that is required. But anyway, this is not really where I'm going with this thing, but it started off one of these. So I have a very big family. We have lots of gatherings, and they're often at restaurants. Mm-hmm. And at the end of those gatherings, and it's like, and often there'll be like family and then friends of family members. And so there's like 20, 30 people at this big table. And then the bill comes.
Yeah.
And when the bill comes, there's chaos. There's like lots of credit card slips. There's like loan piles of cash. There's confusion.
Mm-hmm.
And almost every time I end up sitting there trying to figure out and tally, and people get up and they pay and they leave and they walk away. And there's always those like two or three people at the end of the meal that are sitting there working on the bill only to realize you're like $500 short.
Ugh.
And then you have to pay it in. And this kills me. And I think there has to be a better system. So I want to lay down some new ground rules for big group tables.
All right.
So that this can go away. And I've got one proposed system.
Okay.
Now, the first rule is this. If it's your gig, it's your gig. If you're the one who organizes, if you start that bloody WhatsApp group in the first place, you're taking responsibility. You're the person who hands the waiter the bill and the money. So that's rule number one.
Okay.
Now, rule number two is you got to arrange this beforehand. You got to have a system. And I want to suggest a system for you. I guess this would be rule number three. So I went to this restaurant recently. It's a Mexican place in Cape Town. What they do is when you walk in, they give you little round stickers, mm-hmm. and they ask you if you're all together. And if you are, you write a little number on the sticker. So you might be sitting at the big table, which is, you know, table 10, but you have sticker number 3 on you. And anybody in your family that orders at that time, they just order with sticker number 3.
Okay.
And then that way, when the bill is finished, when the evening is finished, all that happens is that you pay that way. So you just pay for your bill. But
right.
The only thing is you have to arrange this for the restaurant beforehand if you're organizing the gig, because otherwise you're going to arrive and everything is going to go onto one big bill.
Yeah.
And two or three poor bastards at your table are going to end up paying for everybody else. Now, I'm not saying I'm bitter, but man, I'm bitter because I'm always that poor bastard. And I was a waiter. I was already tipping well to start with. Now I'm tipping well and paying more. It's bullshit. It's got
to
stop.
Yeah, you know, we used to have this friend when we were at varsity together. We'd all go out as a group of friends, and she would never pay in the right amount. She would put in an absolute minimum, and then she would say she'd included a tip, but she never did. So we just eventually got to a point with her where we wouldn't include her. We would just stop inviting her because she was such a problem.
Yeah, it's crazy. We all have one of those, right?
Mm.
Everybody has that person in their family or in their extended friend group. And I guess the only thing I want to say is that you have to take control. If you're going to organize something big, if it's for somebody's birthday or for anything, I think the onus falls on you to handle all of this.
Mm.
And I believe that anybody going to one of these functions needs to ask that when you walk in the door. Who's in charge of this? Who is taking control of the money at the end? And how are we going to handle this?
I agree with you. There's also obviously a much more elegant way to do this, and that is to say, you know, if it's a group of like 5 of you and you go out regularly together, then I'll do tonight, you guys do next week or the week after, and then you keep it really clean.
Yeah, so with small groups like that, I mean, in fact, like lunches, if sure. you and I had a lunch and we met, I'd get this one, you'd get the next
sure.
one. Even that will require some degree of accounting. I quite like that systems like, I think it's Zapper more than SnapScan, but Zapper, you actually can hold up the bill and then just divide it. And it says, you know, there are 12 people here. I'm paying for three of them. Okay. And it just does the math for you. And I think that's very elegant, provided you're kind of happy that you're just divvying it up. But yes, if you're going with small groups of people and it's the same group all the time, it's no problem. It's more the big tables when it's like 10, 20, 30 plus people there that things start getting chaotic. Maybe anything over 10, I would say. But yeah. Anyway.
All right, good. We've got to have a system, basically.
You got to have a system. There are easy systems out there. I think I'm going to write a blog post. I'm going to propose a system with a blog post. And anytime you go to a restaurant, if you're organizing, you got to send the restaurant the system. And if they don't agree to it, find another restaurant because they're going to lose out regardless.
Yeah, so I like that. I think that's an excellent idea. Let's clean this up because it's still a messy part of human interaction, and we can do some tidying up. And of course, usually the person who does the adding up at the end is someone who has a good accounting skill.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's all Excel spreadsheet. It's always my brother who knows that type of stuff, and it's actually a horrible part of the evening is getting the bill. It's like, oh, I've got to calculate everything now. Yep. Is everyone going to pay?
And people bring out their calculators.
Did I bring cash? How many cards is this waiter going to use? It's all awkward.
Yeah, it's very.
It also took. I mean, the time I was referring to recently, it took about 30 minutes because it was such a big table, and that one little piece of paper had to go round group after group after group after group for everyone to pay.
Yeah.
And it's just got to be a more elegant solution. And you're absolutely right. It's a really crappy way to end a very nice afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think also the burden of some of this should fall on the restaurant. Their job is to make it easier for people to have a great time. And nothing will mar your memory of an experience quite like spending 25 minutes in accounting class as you walk out the door, especially if you're half pissed. Now, I don't drink, so that's not me. But I think the accounting gets made a lot more difficult per tequila you've had.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Rich. Nice stuff.
We'll speak
to you next week.
Get soon.
Cool. There we go. Rich Mulholland. Reality check on a Monday. CliffCentral.com.